In the smash and crashed and mashed world of professional bull riding, Cody Lostro was one of the best ever. For more than a decade, the Longmont, Colorado native was one of the most successful and admired competitors in the PBR. The 10-time qualifier for the World Finals retired in March, flirting with a comeback for a while after a serious health crisis. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can give them anytime, online, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. The 2005 PBR Rookie of the Year, Cody Lostro, is back at the ranch in Colorado now, and he is with me on Sports and Commentary. So, Cody, you competed in a unique niche sport of bull riding. Can you share with our Sports and Commentary listeners for a few minutes about your riding resume here?
Yeah, definitely. what started out as something I was not very good at all when I was younger, through a lot of hard work, turned into a sport that I was actually really good at, and was fortunate and blessed enough to have a long career and accomplish a lot of goals that I wanted to accomplish along the way. And in 2005, I won the Rookie of the Year title in the PBR, and then a few years later, 2009, I was able to win the World Championship as well. And then I rode for 10, 11 years, I guess, and finally retired this year. Kind of had some crazy health issues that kept me out of the sport for the last couple of years, but got that resolved and was able to ride again and retire on my own terms this year. So it was, just really every athlete's dream come true to be able to do what you love for a living. And there's always a purpose. God gave me the talent and the ability and the passion to do this for a reason. And just being able to meet so many people and share relationships and share what Jesus did to all of my friends that I've created over the years through the sport has been really amazing. There's a lot of great people and great testimony that's come out of just a crazy, crazy wild sport. Yeah,
it sure is. We'll talk specifically about this health crossroads in your life, this health crisis you went through a couple of years ago. But I mean, before that, you suffered multiple injuries through the years: your back, your legs, your ribs, broke your eye socket, your cheekbone, pelvic bone has been separated. Your shoulder's been dislocated, ligaments. I mean, in your sport, your line of work, it isn't if you're going to get hurt, Cody. It's when and how bad, right?
That's correct, yeah. There's no getting around it. If you ride bulls for a living or really ride bulls at all, you're going to be hurt at some point or another. And that was kind of one of the deciding factors for me to retire. It's not that I can't handle getting hurt anymore. It's just I'm tired of being hurt all the time. I was tired of tearing up my body, and that you can't have one without the other if you're going to ride bulls.
Yeah, I can understand that. So in 2015, you were on your way home after competing in Oklahoma, and suddenly you lost your vision, your balance, your speech, and long story short, doctors eventually found a tumor. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so you summed it up pretty well there. Yeah, just instantly when I was driving one day, my balance and eyesight and everything fell apart. And I couldn't drive. I couldn't ride a horse. Really couldn't do anything. My wife was taking good care of me at that time. I didn't know what was going on. The doctors really didn't either. At first they thought it was a stroke. And it ended up not being that. Then they thought it was concussion related, and it ended up ruling that out as well. So for nearly 2 years, this went on with doing all these tests, and finally they found that tumor in my neck. It was wrapped around my carotid artery, so it was, restricting blood flow to my brain somewhat, and also pressing on some nerves that went to my eyes and my tongue and everything. And so once they found that, they, you know, they took it out, and it was a really kind of hairy surgery that I don't ever want to have to do again. The stuff they do in the medical field is pretty stinking amazing. Just how, you know, when they cut it out of my neck, but to stop the blood flow to the tumor, they did what's called an embolization. And to do that, they go through your femoral artery down in your leg, you know, all the way up through your body, up to your neck. And I could tell about that for a long time, but the gist of it is it's a hairy deal.
Yeah. As you related it to me, they just basically put you on machines in the operating room, and you know, all the bodily stuff is done outside to keep you alive during that. Wow. Well, thank God you made it through that. You're feeling good, back to 100%, as much as you could be 100% after all those years of bull riding. Cody Lostro, the world champion, had an incredible year. What was it, 2009? You were the world champ bull rider, won over $1 million that year. We'll pick that up, talk about that along the way here, and talk about retiring after all these years of doing this and the passion that you've had for it, and the mental gymnastics, emotions that you went through to finally announce that you were hanging it up. So we'll get together again next time. Cody, thanks for being here today, and God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.